Okay, today
امروز,
I want to look at another parable.
میخوام در مورد یک مثال دیگه
And
صحبت
if you remember, we earlier the year we started a series about parables.
اگه یادمون باشه اول سال یک مثال در مورد مسائل شروع کردیم صحبت کردیم.
Parables that are just harder to understand.
مسائلی که سخت درکشون.
And because that often they're misunderstood.
و خیلی وقتا ما بد درکشون میکنیم.
And there's a real danger with parables.
یه خطری وجود داره در مسائلها.
That people start reading things into them that are not there.
برای خودشون چیزای داستانهایی رو توی مسائل ها میذارن که اصلا اونجا نیست چون بعد برداشت کردن حقیقت میذارن.
And they start then using these things that they have read into it.
از این ضرب المثل ها و مسائل ها چیزهایی رو برداشت میکنن که خودشون تصورشون بوده.
Error to support false doctrines.
اعتقاد غلط خودشون از طریق مسائل ها بتونن ثابت کنن.
Yeah, there's a reason that the Bible says in Proverbs 26:9.
مزمور 26:9 دلیلی وجود داره که خداوند به ما میگه.
As a thorn goes up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools.
مزمور 26:9.
Now, of course, parables should never be the basis for any doctrine.
26:9. بوته خار است افراشته به دست مست ضرب المثل از دهان نادان.
Yeah. Now, of course, parables should never ever be used as the basis for any doctrine.
مثل نباید هیچ جایی بیس اعتقادمون باشه.
Yeah. So if the unsaved are reading the Bible and they interpret parables, yeah, all bets are off.
ایماندار مثل رو بخونه مثل رو بخونه و بعد ترجمه کنه
yeah, because they don't have the spirit, they don't
روح
understand
نداره که درک
things.
کنه و موضوع روح مثل رو درک کنه پس همش غلط برداشت
But
میکنه
we are saved,
اما ماها که نجات داریم
we need to be careful.
ما باید مراقب باشیم
and just not run with anything that you can fit into it.
هر چی که درونش به دست میارین از باهاش ندوین.
Now how do we protect ourselves from getting up with unbiblical interpretations?
که درس ها و کلام معنی های غلط رو از یه ضرب المثل برداشت نکنیم.
How do we do that?
چه جوری میتونیم این کارو بکنیم؟
With the
understanding of the word.
Comparing scripture with scripture.
مقایسه کردن آیه با آیه.
Yeah, that protects you from getting in wrong directions.
یه قسمت کتاب مقدس رو با یه قسمت دیگه مقایسه کردن. کمکت میکنه که ببینی آیا اشتباه میکنی یا اشتباه نمیکنی. آیا این قسمت کتاب مقدس با اون یکی قسمت کتاب مقدس یک چیز رو میگه؟
Today we will look at the parable.
امروز به ضرب المثل نگاه میکنیم.
Of these men that worked in this vineyard.
در مورد اون آقایونی که در این تاکستان کار میکردن.
And first I will start going over the story.
اول داستان اون ضرب المثل رو براتون
and,
میخونم.
And just pick some things we just can get from that.
و بعد یه سری چیزای طبیعی رو ازش که میتونم براتون اعلام کنم.
And afterwards we're going to look at some spiritual interpretation.
بعد درس هایی که اعتقادیمون رو ازش براتون میخونم.
And interestingly as you will see there's actually multiple spiritual interpretations that are fine.
خیلی قسمت های روحانی کتاب مقدسی هست که در اون اونها وجود داره.
So let's start with going over it.
بیام ادامه بدیم بهش.
Start reading in Matthew 20.
متا 20.
And read verses 1 and 2.
آیه 1 و 2.
For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for one penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard.
زیرا ملکوت آسمان صاحب خانه ای را ماند که بامدادان بیرون رفت تا عمله به جهت تاکستان خود نوز بگیرد. پس با عمله روزی یک دینار قرار داده ایشان را به تاکستان خود فرستاد.
Yep. So there's a man.
یه آقایی وجود داره.
It has a, he has a vineyard.
یه تاکستان
and
داره.
And there's work to be done.
کار داره برای کارخونه. بس تاکستان.
And he just goes out to the place where people stand in the morning.
صبح هم کارگرا وای میسن.
That need work.
احتیاج به کار دارن جمعشون.
Yeah. And the man finds workers.
آقا میره و کاربند و کارگراشو پیدا میکنه.
He agrees about their wages.
و با همشون توافق میکنه چقدر حقوق بده.
Which is one penny a day.
یه پنی در روز.
Now this actually is an interesting fact.
یه موضوع جالبیه که انجام میده.
It is from this parable that we actually get the understanding of the worth of a penny.
در طبق این مثال هست که ارزش یه پنی رو ما درک می‌کنیم.
Now you might say, why does that even matter?
چرا برامون مهمه که پنی یعنی چی بوده؟
Now it matters because in the book of Revelation,
در کتاب مکاشفه از این نو پول استفاده
می‌کنه. It talks about four horsemen.
در مورد چهار تا اسب سوار.
And I'm not going into that, but
جزئیاتش رو باز نمی‌کنم براتون.
The third horseman.
اما سومین اسب سوار.
Describes the situation.
شرایطی رو میگه که.
A measure of wheat.
گندم
or three measures of barley
یا سه تا پیمونه جو
cost a penny
یه پنی میشه
knowing that a penny is a day's worth
یعنی در اون زمان
of labor
با مکاشفه میگه یعنی سه تا پیمونه جو پول یه کاره
you can understand that the price of food being mentioned
یعنی
there is very high
یعنی غذایی رو که اعلام میکنه که اونجا میبینه چقدر گرونی بوده چقدر مردم براش سخت بوده
that is actually indicating that there's a
famine و اعلام میکنه که در حقیقت خوشسالی و فقر شدید در اون قسمت
بوده it's an interesting fact we just get from this parable
از این مثال میتونیم بفهمیم منظور اون مکاشفه فقر اون زمان بوده
so the workers agree for a penny for the labor now read on
اعلام میشه که روزی یه دونه میان کار میکنیم و یه پنی روزانه بهتون میدم.
Read first 3-7.
بین 3 تا 7.
And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way, and again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man had hired us. He said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive.
چند نفر دیگر بیکار ایستاده یا ایشان را گفت از بهر چه تمامی روز در اینجا بیکار ایستاده ای؟ گفتندش هیچ کس ما را به مزد نگرفت به دیشان گفت شما نیز به تاکستان بروید و وقت خویش را خواهید یافت
Yeah. So a couple hours later, this lord of the vineyard, he goes back and he hires some more people. And he does that several times on the day.
The
sixth hour, the ninth hour,
and
even the 11th hour. And here he doesn't agree price for them. He just tells them, hey, I will pay you what is right. Now, before we continue, here's another nugget for you. What does the Bible consider a day's work? How much hours is that?
برای خداوند چند ساعت در روز روز کاری حساب میشه
and the answer is basically 12 hours and I will show you that in a moment
ساعت.
We'll get over scripture stating that
طبق کلام خداوند روز کاری حساب میشه
yeah so of course in Europe
تو اروپا شده 8 ساعت
people already are upset when they have to work 40 hours a week
و 40 ساعت در هفته تا زوایی میسن کار میکنن عصبانی میشن
I've had people ask me I don't want to work 40 hours I want to work 36 hours in the week
کسایی رو داشتم که میگن 40 ساعت نمیخوام کار کنم کارم بکو 36 ساعت در هفته
compare that what the Bible actually sees as a work day
برای اون زمانی که کتاب مقدس روز کاری رو اعلام
کرده which is also 6 days in a week
6 روز در هفته بوده
which adds up to 72 hours
که در حقیقت میشه 72 ساعت
yeah, that's double what in the west we think we should be working
طبق دو برابر اون ساعت کاری که ما تو غرب فکر میکنیم ساعت کاریه
preach on that but an idle mind is the devil's
Americans
workshop.
Americans are really biblical they say.
Yeah, an idle mind is the devil's workshop.
فکر تنبل، فکر بیکار در حقیقت محل کار شیطان.
And I'm not against resting and vacation and leisure.
مخالف استراحت کردن و تعطیلات داشتن و کلام خداوند خوندن و اینا رو نیستم.
Yeah, but the Bible promotes a strong work ethic.
اما خداوند میگه باید اشتیاق به کار داشته باشیم.
Starting early in the morning.
صبح زود بلند شیم و کل روزمون رو کار کنیم.
Come back to the parable for 8.
برگردیم به امثال آیه 8.
So when even was come.
مثلمون تو آیه 8.
Yeah, the lord of the vineyard said unto his steward. Called laborers and give them their hire beginning from the last unto the first.
ما اما متایی که میخوندیم آیه 8.
و چون وقت شام رسید صاحب تاکستان با مناظر خود جز کاربران و طلبیده از آخرین گرفته تا اولین مزد ایشان را داد.
So at the end of the day,
آخر روز,
the Lord pays out his workers.
به همه کارمنداش و کارگراش پولشون رو میده.
Which is actually in biblical practice. Let me show that.
طبق کتاب مقدس درسته که کار روزانه پرداخت.
That's another nugget, yeah?
مثال دیگه.
Leviticus 19:13.
لاویان 19 آیه 13 صفحه 153.
Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Leviticus
19:13. بر همسایه خود ستم مکن، مالش را غضب منما. مزد کارگر روزمزد را تا صبح نگه مدار.
Now of course if you have a monthly paid job or there's an agreement that you pay paid weekly, that's fine.
ماهانه پرداختش، هفتگی پرداختش فرق نمیکنه، قرارداده.
But here is how if you hire somebody.
اما روزمزد یه نفر رو وقتی استخدام میکنی،
You are to pay him at the end of the day.
آخر روز کار پول روزمزدشو
بده. You don't keep that money overnight.
اون پولشو حتی یه شبم نگه
Yeah, you don't use that money to have some leverage over a person.
At
work today, you close accounts. Yeah, that's a good principle to live by.
If
ever you let somebody work for you. Yeah, and then this Lord starts paying out first, starting with the last one who came. And then going down the line till he reaches the first. Yeah, who came early in the morning. Now read verses 9 till 12. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when he had received it, they murmured against the good men of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. Yeah, so the last one, ones that came, only worked for an hour, and they gave them a penny. That's of course the same amount as the first agreed on to work for a whole day. And of course, those who came early see this and think, oh, we must be getting more.
اونی که یه ساعت کار کرده روز کاری رو گرفته بس ما هم قرار بیشتر بگیم.
But then the Lord gives them also the same penny.
اونا هم همون یه پنی رو میده.
And now they're murmuring against the Lord.
و حالا شروع میکنن غرغر کردن سر حساب کار.
Here's how the Lord answers them.
جوابشون رو چی میده؟
Verses 13 to 16.
آیه 13 تا 16.
But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for one penny? Take that as thine and go thy way. I will give unto this least even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first and the first last, for many be called but few chosen. So the Lord basically responds, I didn't do anything wrong. I kept my end of the deal. And if I want to give somebody the same or whatever I want to do with what is mine, that's up to me. Yeah, if I want to be good to somebody, that is my choice. Now, some people look at this and they say, oh, it teaches communism.
کمونیستی رو یاد میدن.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how hard you work.
مهم نیست چقدر کار کنی.
Yeah, you all get the same.
همون قبول میگیری.
Yeah, but of course that's not what it teaches.
این درسی نیست که میدن.
Yeah, here's some practical lesson from this.
درسی که ما میتونیم ازش یاد بگیریم اینه.
Yeah, don't complain about the wages you agreed on.
نکنی طبق اون حقوقی رو که قرارداد بستین.
And if your boss wants to pay somebody more.
و اگر یه کارگر دیگه، یه کارمند دیگه رو بیشتر از شما میده.
That's his good right.
حق اون کارگر کارمند.
He may even do it for reasons you don't even understand.
شاید دلیلی داشته باشه که شما اصلا نبینید.
Yeah, for example, the guy was hired last.
مثلا شاید اون آقایی که آخر ساعت استخدام کرده.
Might also have a wife and children and need to be fed.
شاید احتیاج به کمک داره، زن و بچه‌اش گرسنه.
And Lord might just decide, hey, I'm going to bless him.
دلم برای خانواده‌اش می‌سوزه بهش.
Because they need it.
چون نیاز داره، پول بیشتر بهش میدم.
Yeah, so we should be careful not to call him evil, our boss evil, because he's doing good to somebody else. He's kind to somebody else. And also, before you draw conclusions, oh, it's not fair. The only thing that is given is how long those workers worked.
فقط تنوسی که اعلام کرده ساعت‌های کاری اون طرف رو گفته.
Yeah, we don't know how effective they were.
ما نمی‌دونیم اونی که یه ساعت کار کرده چقدر کار کرده و اونی که 7 ساعت کار کرده چقدر کار کرده.
Maybe the last workers.
شاید اون نفر آخری.
They did only work for 1 hour.
درسته یه ساعت کار کرده.
But they worked hard.
اما خیلی سخت کار کرده و شاید 4 برابر اون یکی.
Yeah, you might even ask yourself the question.
شاید خودتون این سوال رو بپرسی.
Why did this lord have to go out several times in the day to get more workers?
چرا این صاحب زمین مجبور شد بره باز کارگر بیاره؟
Yeah, couldn't he figure out how many he needs in the morning?
روز اول نفهمیده بود چند تا کارگر لازم داره که این هفت کارگر آورد.
Maybe the first workers weren't as good as he'd hoped for.
اولین کارگری که گرفته بود انقدر تنبل بازی در آورده بودن که لازم شد بره کارگر دیگه بیاره.
Yeah, just to make the point that we don't really know.
ما واقعا نمیدونیم چرا چجوری کار میکنه.
And it's none of our business.
و اون فرد دلیلش چی بوده که همشون یه اندازه پول گرفتن؟
Content and go home. What were you promised?
ما از موضوعش درک نمی کنیم که چرا این کارو کرد، پس نباید سوالش زیر سوال ببریم اون کسی که وظیفه خودش انجام داده.
This Lord ends with this statement.
و اون سابکار با این جمله تموم می‌کنه.
And as you will see, this is a key statement.
و یک آیه خیلی مهمه.
He ends with verse 16.
آیه 16.
And the last shall be first and the first last, for many be called but few are chosen.
بنابراین اولین آخرین و آخرین اولین خواهد شد، زیرا خواندگان بسیارند و بپذیرندگان کم.
Now, this of course is a simple story. But it's not just a story, it's a parable. It has a spiritual message.
Yeah?
Now, go back to verse 1. And read that again. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard.
زیرا ملکوت آسمان صاحب خانه ای را ماند که بامدادان بیرون رفت تا عمله به جهت تاکستان خود به مزد بگیرد.
Yeah, it starts with, for the kingdom of heaven is like. Yeah, this parable is going to teach us something about the kingdom of heaven. Now, also not to something else. Verse 1 starts with for. Yeah? It indicates that this is following something that has come before. Now, what came before?
چی قبلش اومد؟
Go to Matthew 19.
متی 19 رو بخونید.
And let's read what came before.
ببینیم قبلش چی اتفاقی افتاده.
Verses 25 to 27 for now.
25 تا 27.
Where it says, when his disciples heard this, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Yeah, so we're reading now the verses that will initiate the response that Jesus gives with this parable.
و میگه به دلیل اینکه عیسی مسیح این جواب رو با ضرب المثل میده، زیرایی رو که اولش
آورده. Notice that there is a question.
یه سوالی بوده که جواب داد.
Peter asked a question. What's the question?
پتروس یه سوالی پرسید و عیسی مسیح جوابش داد.
Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?
اینک ما همه چیز را ترک کرده تو را پیروی می‌کنیم. پس ما را چه خواهد بود؟
Jesus, we gave up a lot for the kingdom of God.
عیسی مسیح ما برای ملکوت خدا.
We have made sacrifices.
همه چیزمون رو دادیم، همه چیزمون رو قربانی کردیم.
What will we receive for the effort?
ما برای این کاری که کردیم چی قراره دریافت کنیم؟
Now Jesus responds.
عیسی مسیح جواب میده.
Read verses 28 and 29.
28 و 29.
And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration with the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory. He shall sit upon 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that had forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life.
28-29.
Now, is Jesus offended from the question of Peter? No, Jesus, you shouldn't ask what's in it for you. No, that's not how he responds. Yeah, Jesus says, yeah, there is something to it. Yeah, there are rewards for those who follow Jesus. And he sums up, you will sit on thrones, judge 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah,
this is referring about the millennium reign of Christ. Yeah, the Bible says will rule and reign with Christ.
Yeah.
We as Christians will be part of the millennium reign doing that. And it talks about receiving hundredfold of the things you have forsaken for his name. Yeah, let me say, this is also about some earthly blessings.
You,
your choice to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
As a consequence, you might lose some family. But that God blesses you with a spiritual family.
Yeah.
You might have to forsake some houses, some physical stuff. But then God will open houses all over the place. The people that love you, that you can go to.
Yeah.
So it is blessings or rewards in this life and in the life to come. Now even mentioning that you end up in the right place.
Yeah. Eternally.
If you have a lasting life. Now, this parable is a response to this question on the rewards. Yeah. Now, before we go there, I want to read a parallel question and the last verse. But go to Mark 10 and keep your finger here.
And
read 28 and 30. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all, and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my sake, and the gospel's, but he shall receive a hundredfold now, in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life.
آنگاه پتروس آغاز نموده به او گفت اینک ما همه چیز را ترک کرده تو را پیروی کرده ایم. عیسی جواب فرمود هر آینه به شما میگویم کسی نیست که خالی یا برادران یا خواهران یا پدر یا مادر یا زن یا فرزندان یا املاک را به جهت من و انجیل ترک کند جز اینکه اکنون در این زمان صد چندان باید از خانه ها و برادران و خواهران و مادران و فرزندان و املاک با آزارها و در عالم آینده حیات جاودانی را.
Now, of course, this is a parallel passage. Notice that we have a little bit extra information here. It says in verse 30, yeah, that we have all these things with persecutions. Yeah, following Jesus comes with a cost.
خدمت کردن یک سختی داره.
You want to have rewards in heaven.
میخوای پاداش داشته باشی براش.
No, you need to understand. There is a cost to that.
یک هزینه‌ای باید پرداخت کنی در موردش.
Yeah, because at some point you will encounter persecution. There will be those who come against you.
توی زندگیت به جایی میرسی که شکنجه خواهی شد و خیلی دنبال تو خواهند رفت.
Yeah. Now go back to Matthew 9. Let's see the last verse before we start the parable.
رو بخونیم قبل از اینکه اون مثل رو ادامه بدیم.
Verse 30 in Matthew 19. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Yeah, notice that it's very similar how the parable ended. That's because it has to do with each other. Yeah, the parable is a response to this little piece of scripture.
Now,
read again Matthew 20 and verse
16.
So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen. So what's the parable about from a spiritual perspective? Now, we just saw that Peter asked a question about rewards. And this is indeed about God rewarding those who do work. Yeah, so some of the labors start early in the day. And then you have labors who start later in the day. And an interpretation can be that people get saved in different stages of life.
خیلی ها نجاتشون ممکنه تو سالهای متفاوت باشه. یکی ممکنه جوان باشه، یکی پیر باشه.
Some people get saved when they're a child.
بچگی ایمان میاره به
They either got the gospel shared with them, or the group in the Christian family, they heard the gospel. But others might be saved when they're much older. Yeah, many of you were saved later in life.
Now,
what is the promise here? That even if you get saved later in life,
سنت بزرگتر بوده نجات پیدا کردی.
You can still receive a full reward.
تو هم به همون اندازه پاداش میگیری که از اونی که بچگی.
You can save when you were 30, 40, 50 years old.
کسی که 30 ساله، 40 ساله، 50 ساله، 60 ساله ایمان میاره به سایه مسیح. همون قد پاداش میگیره.
That doesn't mean you're destined to have less rewards.
معنیشی نیست که اون که در سن بالاتر نجات آورد پاداش کمتری خواهد گرفت.
No, you go use that time that God has given you.
اون چند سالی رو که خداوند در ایمان به تو داده ازش استفاده کن.
Yeah, so you
اون
have
چند
a full reward.
سال رو تقدیمش کن و تو هم همونقدر پاداش خواهی گرفت که اونی که از بچه‌ها.
And of course, again, having more time doesn't always mean more work.
معنی نیست که یک کسی که سالها بچگی وقت داشته بیشتر برای خداوند خدمت کرده تا اون کسی که در بزرگسالی ایمان آورده.
You have many people who are Christians.
شاید خیلی اون داریم مسیحی.
For 20.
30,
40 years,
40 سال ایمان داره
and they do less
و کمتر خدمت کردن به
than people who are saved for only a month.
برای یک ماه ایمان
yeah, because many people,
و با آتش اشتیاق
many Christians,
ایمانش خدمت میکنه.
Yeah, we'll never share the gospel.
خیلی از مسیحی ها شاید تو کل زندگیشون حتی یه باعث نجات یک نفر نشن و بشارت
ندن. If you come to Christ,
اگر تو امروز به عیسی مسیح ایمان
and in your first month you start sharing with all your friends and family, you can find
و به وقتی که ایمان آوردی با تمام دوستا و آشناها در مورد انجیل عیسی مسیح صحبت کنی و زندگی همه اونا رو لمس کنی.
Yeah, guess who receives more rewards?
کی بیشتر پاداش میگیره؟
For the reaching out to the lost.
برای گم شدگانی رو که نجات داده.
That's the one who was saved. For only 1 month.
برای یک ماه نجات پیدا کردی ولی با همه صحبت کردی.
It doesn't matter if you start late.
مهم نیست که در چه زمانی شروع کردی برای خداوند و ملکوت خداوند.
You go run that race and finish strong.
تو برای ملکوت خداوند و پایان برسون به اون مسابقه دو برای خداوند.
Yeah, Jesus answered Peter.
عیسی مسیح به پتروس گفت:
"But many are first shall be last, and the last shall be first."
و آخری ها شاید اول برن.
Now go to John 9:4.
یوحنا 9:5 رو باز کنید.
John 9:4.
یوحنا
9:5. And this is Jesus speaking. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
مادامی که روز است من باید به کارهای فرستنده خود مشغول باشم. شب می آید که در آن هیچ کس نمی تواند کار کند. مادامی که در جهان هستم نور جهان هستم.
Yeah, so what is Jesus communicating here?
اینجا عیسی مسیح چی میگه؟
Yeah, that while it is day, yeah, meaning while you are alive, living on this earth,
و بر روی زمین دارین خدمت میکنین.
Yeah, that is when you can do the works for God.
زمانی که میتونین که کار خداوند رو برای خداوند انجام بدین.
Yeah, remember the Bible talks about it. God has prepared good works for you to walk in.
همه کارهای نیکو فراهم کردم که در اون قدم بردارن.
Yeah, it's when you're alive that you have the opportunity to do those things.
اما زمانی که موقعیتی که این کارهای خدمتی رو انجام بدین.
Yeah, eventually the night will come.
شب میاد.
Yeah, you will die.
زمانی میرسه که تو آخرین
نفس رو میکشی. No man can do work.
و دیگه هیچ کسی نمیتونه بعد از
They're only given this life to earn rewards in heaven. And while it's still day, even if it's 11th hour, you can earn those rewards.
Even a full reward. نه تنها پاداش یک ساعته بلکه پاداش کل روز.
Yeah, you can have many more rewards than
those who are saved from a child on but never did the works. و 8 سالگی ایمان آورده ولی هیچ قدمی برای خداوند بر نداشته.
So how many Christians just waste their lives here?
چند نفر مسیحی هستند تو دنیا که زندگیشون رو می‌سوزونن.
If we look at the New Testament and we would pick a person like
اگر در عهد جدید نگاه کنیم
This person should have a lot of rewards.
بگیم این فرد باید
Yeah, what would you think of?
در عهد جدید نگاه کنیم و بگیم این یه نفر تو عهد جدید باید از همه بیشتر پاداش بگیره.
What would you think of?
بزرگترین رسول خداوند کی بود که فکر می‌کنی پاداشش باید زیاد باشه؟ پاول.
Paul, yeah, Paul, I would definitely say Paul, yeah. Paul is, yeah, he is a great Christian.
Paul and Paulos. بیشترین خدمت رو کرد, بیشترین سفر رو کرد.
Now, you might not be written into the Bible because the Bible is finished.
اسم تو شاید بارها و بارها در انجیل نام برده نشده بود چون زمانی که ایمان آوردی انجیل نوشته شده بود و تموم میشه. ولی به این معنی نیست که همون جوری که پولس خدمت کرد
and earn rewards like Paul did.
و شما هم نتونید مثل پولس همون جوری کارهای بزرگ انجام بدید.
It's important to consider that. How are you going to spend the rest of your life? Especially if you're young.
Yeah.
Go to John 11.
Yohana 11.
Read verses 7 till 10. John 11, 7 till 10.
After that.
Then after that said he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought us to stone thee. And goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumble not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumble, because there is no light in him.
در روز راه رود لغزش نمی خورد زیرا که نور این جهان را می بیند اما اگر کسی در شب راه رود لغزش خورد زیرا که نور در روز است.
Yeah, here's this reference I mentioned before, yeah, that there's 12 hours in a day that we can do things, that we can work.
12 ساعت در روز هست که میتونیم کار کنیم.
But notice that Jesus makes this remark.
یادتون باشه که عیسی مسیح این نکته رو اشاره میکنه.
Yeah, in regards to his disciples trying him to not do some work.
که تلاش میکردن که عیسی مسیح کاری رو نکنه.
Yeah, because there's some pushback from the Jews.
چون یهودیا ترسیده بودن، فشار آورده بودن، گفت نریم.
And Jesus is basically saying, hey, this is the time. Now the light needs to be spread.
Yeah?
Let's do the work while we can.
Yeah?
You do the work while you can. Yeah? How are you going to spend the rest of your life? It's an important question to answer. Yeah, Jesus worked the works while he had the opportunity. Now, let me give you some more insight in regards to what it means to be the first becoming the last of first.
Yeah.
Go to Mark 9 and read
verses
33-37. And they came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace. For by the way, they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken his in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me. Whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me.
و واردی که فرماهم شده چون به خانه ای در آمد از ایشان پرسید که در بین راه با یکدیگر چه مباحثه می کردید اما ایشان خاموش ماندند از آنجا که در راه با یکدیگر گفتگو می کردند در این که بزرگتر کیست پس نشسته آن دوازده را طلبیده به ایشان گفت هر که می خواهد نخستین باشد آخرین همه و غلام همه می باشد پس کودکی را برداشته در میان ایشان برپا نمود و او را در آغوش کشیده به ایشان گفت هر که یکی از این کودکان را به اسم من قبول کند مرا قبول کرده است و هر که مرا پذیرفت نه مرا بلکه فرستنده مرا پذیرفته باشد
okay. So Jesus here explains them how the kingdom of heaven functions.
اعلام میکنه که ملکوت خداوند چجوری کار میکنه.
You want to be first in the kingdom of heaven? Okay, then you need to be last here on earth. Yeah, you need to be a servant of all. Yeah, Jesus of course came. Yeah, not to be minister to, but to minister. Yeah, how do you become first? How do you have great rewards? By doing what Jesus did.
By
becoming last, by ministering to others. Yeah, that you use your life to be a blessing to others, to help others. And of course, this whole interpretation that we just went through aligns up with Scripture. This is a parable that teaches you about rewards. But let me give you a second spiritual interpretation that is also compelling and also matches up with Scripture. Now we look at this phrase, that the last will be first and the first will be last. And of course, in this case, we're speaking about perspective of all saved people. Earning more rewards or earning less rewards. Or even if you start late, you can still earn a full reward.
But
let me also show you that there is a reference in the Bible that talks about being the first and the last referring to saved and unsaved people.
And
the key word that triggers that thought is the word chosen.
انتخاب شده است.
Yeah, in Matthew 20:16, it says, the last shall be the first and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen.
بنابراین اولین آخرین و آخرین اولین خواهد شد زیرا خوانندگانش زیرا خوانده شدگان بسیارند و برگزیدگان کم
Yeah, so let's look a little bit about what it means.
برگزیده شدن یعنی چی؟
Yeah, to be chosen.
برگزیده شدن
Now,
یعنی چی؟
Go to John 15.
یوحنا 15.
And read verses 16 till 19.
16 to 19.
Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he shall give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you.
بلکه ما شما را برگزیدیم و شما را مقرر کردم تا شما بروید میوه آورید و میوه شما بماند تا هر که از پدر به اسم من طلب کنید به شما عطا کند و این چیزها شما را حکم می کنم و به این چیزها شما را حکم می کنم تا یکدیگر را محبت نمایید اگر جهان از شما نفرت دارد بدانید که قبل از شما از من نفرت داشته است اما اگر از جهان بودید جهان کسان خود را دوست می داشت اما چون که از جهان نیستید بلکه من شما را از جهان برگزیدم از این سبب جهان با شما دشمنی می کند
Yeah, so it talks here that Jesus has chosen us out of the world.
از دنیا ما را انتخاب کرده. برگزیده.
Yeah, it says, I have chosen you.
من شما را برگزیدم.
Now, the question you need to ask is, to what end?
برای چی برگزیده؟
And it says here, so you shall bring forth fruits.
که ثمره به بار بیارید.
Yeah. What does not mean, and I will give some more scriptures.
برگزیده شدن.
That God chose who gets saved or doesn't.
این معنی نیست که خداوند انتخاب کرده کی نجات پیدا کنه و کی نجات پیدا نکنه.
That is a false doctrine.
این اعتقاد غلطه.
And it's called Calvinism.
ما برگزیدگان خداوند هستیم. بهشون میگن کالوینیستی. یعنی خدا انتخاب میکنه کی نجات پیدا کنه.
And I preached several sermons on that. Listen to those sermons for a lot of details.
من موردش موزه کردم و خیلیاتون بهش دقت کنین، به توجه کنین.
Yeah, the fact that we are chosen.
موضوعی که ما انتخاب شده ایم.
Simply means that we have believed on Jesus
ایمان داریم به عیسی مسیح
and that therefore
در نتیجه
he has a certain purpose for us.
هدفی داره برای زندگیمون.
Let me give you some more scriptures.
و بیایم
go to Romans 8:29.
متی 8:29.
For whom he did foreknow he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Romans 8:29.
زیرا آنانی را که از قبل شناخت ایشان را نیز از پیش مقدر فرمود تا به صورت پسرش متشکل شوند تا او نخست زاده از فرزندان از برادران بسیار باشد.
Yes, as we are predestinated.
از قبل شناخت.
Yeah, in other words, is appointed.
انتخاب شده.
Or simply chosen for a purpose.
برای یک هدف، برای یک برنامه‌ای در زندگیمون.
For what purpose?
برای چه برنامه‌ای؟
It says here what it is.
اعلام کرده چیه؟
To be conformed to the image of his son.
تا به صورت پسرش متشکل شوند.
Now, is that because we didn't have a choice? Is it because God saw the babies and says, no, no, yes, no? No, we are predestinated because God already knew
who
would choose for him or not.
Yeah?
He already knew if we would believe. He foreknew this.
او از قبلش میدونسته.
God has foreknowledge.
خداوند از قبل میدونه ما چه تصمیمی میخواهیم گرفت.
Why does God have foreknowledge?
چرا خداوند از قبل میدونه؟
Because it's outside of time.
چون خداوند زمان نداره.
Yeah, go to Isaiah 46:10.
اشعیا 46:10.
Isaiah 46:10.
اشعیا 46:10.
Yeah, this is God speaking, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Isaiah 46:10.
No, that is C.
انتها را از ابتدا بیان می کنم و آنچه را که هنوز انجام نشده از قدیم می گویم تدبیر من برقرار خواهد ماند و تمامی خوشنودی خود را به جا خواهم آورد.
Yeah. God declares the end from the beginning.
ابتدا را از ابتدا اعلام می کنه.
If something begins,
اگر یه چیزی که آغاز میشه,
God already knows the end.
خدا من آخرش رو می دونه.
Yeah. From ancient times to things,
از زمانهای گذشته,
that are not yet done.
هنوز انجام نشده خدا
Yeah, we as human beings have been given a free will. We are able to make choices. Yeah, God already has knowledge, the foreknowledge, the choices we're going to make. Yeah, and it is with that foreknowledge. Yeah, that He talks about that He chose us, He predestined us to eventually be confirmed to the image of His Son.
Yeah,
for those who believe on Him.
برای هر کسی که ایمان بیاره.
Yeah. Go to 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13.
تسالونیکیان فصل 2 2 Thessalonians 2:13. دوم تسالونیکیان 2:13.
But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation, to sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth.
دوم تسالونیکیان 2:13.
اما ای برادران و ای عزیزان خداوند می باید ما همیشه برای شما خدا را شکر نماییم تا که از ابتدا خدا شما را برگزید برای نجات به واسطه تقدیس روح و ایمان به راستی.
The choosing is directly related
بعد از نجاتمونه
to the believing
برای تقدیس و راستی.
Yeah? Ephesians 1:11-14.
دوباره خداوند این حرفو بهمون میزنه.
In whom also we have ordained or obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.
شما نیز در وی میراث او شدیم چنان که پیش معین گشتیم در حسب قصد او که همه چیزها را موافق رأی اراده خود میکند تا از ما که نخست به مسیح اعتماد کردیم جلال او ستوده شود و در وی شما نیز چون کلام راستی یعنی بشارت نجات خود را شنیدید در وی چون ایمان آوردید با روح القدس وعده مهر شدید که بیعانی میراث ما است برای بازخرید آن ملک خاص او تا جلال او ستوده شود.
Who are those who are predestinated?
کی از قبل مشخص شده؟
Those who trust in Christ.
اونایی که به عیسی مسیح
Those who have believed on Christ.
اونایی که ایمان دارن به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah. How can he predestinate us to be conformed to the image of the Son?
میتونه ما رو از قبل مشخص کنه که بشیم شبیه پسرمون بشیم.
Because he has foreknowledge.
چون میدونسته که ما دنبالش خواهیم رفت.
He knows we're going to believe. He knows we're going to trust in him.
میدونسته که بهش اعتماد خواهیم کرد.
Yeah. Now it says many are called and few are chosen.
خیلی ها انتخاب شدن اما خیلی ها کمند انتخاب شد برگزیده شدن.
Some people say oh many not everybody.
خیلی ها خوانده شدن اما خیلی ها کمند که برگزیده شدن.
Of course yes everybody is called.
بله همه خوانده شدن.
But many it just means a lot of people.
خیلی ها میشه خیلی ها.
Yeah compared to a few.
به جای اون که یک کمی.
That are chosen.
انتخاب شدن.
Meaning most people will go to hell. Most people will not believe. A few go to heaven. A few will believe. Yeah. Now, that is what it means when it talks about.
در مورد این صحبت میکنه که
in Matthew 20:16.
در متا 20:16.
Yeah. Because you have these two concepts together.
این دو تا مثال رو دو تا اصل رو با هم دیگه قرار داده.
The last shall be
آخری
first,
اولی
and the first last.
ولی آخری.
For
و
many
خیلی
be called,
ها
but few are chosen.
اما کمان برگزیدگان.
Yep. Now go to Luke 13.
لوقاس 13 رو باز کنید.
And we'll read where we have these concepts connected together. Yeah. And read verses 22-24. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
و در شهرها و دهات گشته تعلیم میداد و به سوی اورشلیم سفر میکرد. شخصی به وی گفت, ای خداوند, آیا کم هستند که نجات یابند؟ او به ایشان گفت, سخت بکوشید تا از در تنگ داخل شوید, زیرا که به شما میگویم بسیار خواهند کوشید تا داخل شوند و نخواهند توانست.
After the question is asked, are the few that are saved?
آیا کمند کسایی که نجات پیدا
میکنند? What's the answer?
جواب اینه که
Yes,
بله.
There are few that are saved,
yet
many are not saved. Continue reading,
25-28.
When once the master of the house has risen up and had shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. We shall say, I'll tell you. I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself thrust out.
در را کوبیدن را آغاز کنید و بگویید خداوندا خداوندا برای ما باز کن. آنگاه وی در جواب خواهد گفت شما را نمی شناسم که از کجا هستید. در آن وقت خواهید گفت که در حضور تو خود بیم و نوشیدیم گوشه های ما تعلیم می دادی. باز خواهد گفت به شما می گویم که شما را نمی شناسم. از کجا هستی؟ ای همه بدکاران از من دور شوید. در آنجا گریه و بر هم فشردن دندان خواهد بود، چون ابراهیم و اسحاق و یعقوب و همه انبیا را در ملکوت خدا ببینید و خود را بیرون افکنده.
Now you might recognize this because there's a parallel passage in Matthew 7 where you have these people also, Lord, Lord, have we not done all these things in your name? And Jesus answered, I never knew you.
Yeah,
clearly talking about the unsaved.
Yeah.
Go further and look 13. Yeah, because now we have the link to the first and the last. 29 and 30. And it shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Yeah, so in the context here, he talks about the physical seed of Abraham.
Yeah,
telling them, many of you will not enter in the kingdom of God. And then he makes this remark, hey, the first shall be last and last shall be first.
That
the Jews were the first receiving all the promises, yet by and large they rejected God. They didn't believe. And they became last. The Gentiles now are first, even though they started last.
غیر یهودیا با اینکه آخر سر ایمان آوردند.
And they will sit down in the kingdom of God.
در ملکوت خداوند
خواهند نشست. With Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And all the prophets.
روی میز میشینند که خیلی از یهودیا نشستند.
Yeah, and those unbelieving Jews will end up in hell. They will be thrown out.
یهودی هم نابود خواهند شد چون به مسیح موعود ایمان نیاوردند.
Yeah. Go to Matthew 22.
متی 22 رو بخونید.
And read verses 11 to 14. And when the king came into the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, few are chosen.
آنگاه پادشاه به جهت دیدن اهل مجلس داخل شده شخصی را در آنجا دید که جامعه عروسی در بر ندارد. به او گفته ای عزیز چطور در اینجا آمدی و حالا که جامعه عروسی در بر نداری؟ او خاموش شد. آنگاه پادشاه خادمان خود را فرمودید شخص را دست و پا بسته بردارید و در تاریکی بیرونی بیندازید جایی که گریه و بر هم فشردن دندان باشد. زیرا دعوت شدگان بسیارند و برگزیدگان کم.
Yeah, again, sounds familiar yeah, to what we just were talking about. Many are called, few are chosen. Few are saved. Yeah, if the person is there not with the right garment, the right wedding garment, yeah, pointing they do not have on Christ, they don't have his righteousness on them, that person will be thrown out in darkness. Yeah, they will go to hell. Now, notice how the king refers to this man.
اشاره میکنه که پادشاه در مورد اون ملکوت چی میگه.
He says friend.
میگه دوستان.
Yeah. Of course, Jesus called his disciples also
عیسی
friends.
مسیح به شاگردانش هم گفت دوستان.
But that also included Judas, who wasn't saved.
یهودا هم دوست خوند.
Yeah, when he betrayed Jesus,
وقتی عیسی مسیح Jesus addressed him
as friend.
عیسی مسیح رو به عنوان دوست خوندش.
Do you know what it says in Matthew 20 in the parable we are reading? About those who are murmuring against the Lord. Let's read that. Verse 13, Matthew 20. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny?
او در جواب یکی از ایشان گفت ای رفیق بر تو ظلمی نکردم مگر به دیناری با من قرار ندادی.
Is it coincidence?
تصادف نکردی؟
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, we've compared scripture with scripture.
آیه رو با آیه مقایسه میکنیم.
And that's clearly in connection.
و یه نمونه اشاره هست.
Yeah, that tie things together to this parable. being the first and last, talking about the safe and the unsafe. With the few that are chosen.
Now,
how does this tie into the context? After all, Peter was basically asking the question, hey, we've forsaken all. What about our rewards? Now, what came just before Peter asked this question? Now, the story was, they were talking about how hard it was for rich people to go to the kingdom of heaven.
Now,
few of them will be saved, many of them will go to hell.
Now,
read again verse 29. This is the last verse. This is almost last verse we're going to read. Matthew 19:29. Everyone that had forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Notice that this verse ends with you shall inherit everlasting life. What's the benefit from being with Jesus, from following him? Now, the answer is you are part of the few who are saved. You are part of those who have everlasting life. You may be lost on earth. You may have very little on this earth. You might not have the riches of the rich. But you will have everlasting life. You eventually will be first in heaven, while others are last going to hell. You're actually on the right side of history. Because you have everlasting life.
چون زندگی جاوید دارید.
Yeah. So what's the lesson from this perspective?
داستانی که درسی که یاد میگیریم از این داستان چیست؟
Yeah. Focus on eternity.
زندگی جاویدتون.
Do not get distracted with the cares of life.
حواستون پرت نشه با مشکلات این دنیا.
You will be first in the end.
شما اول خواهید شد در آخر.
Even though by serving God, by following Jesus,
با این که خدمت میکنیم به خداوند.
You might be last on earth.
شاید آخرین نفر بر روی زمین باشید.
Yeah. And you can also tie this again to the rewards.
و میتونین پاداشتون رو به دست بیارید به خاطر
people may have a lot of riches and things on this earth,
treasures here. مردم ثروت‌های زیاد و املاک زیادی روی این زمین داشته باشن.
But it's all fleeting.
اما همه اینها میپوسه.
Yeah, nothing will stay.
هیچ کدومش اینجا نمیمونه.
Yet your treasures in heaven will last.
اما سلطنت شما و اون ثروت شما در آسمان باقی خواهد ماند.
Yeah, the rewards that you receive for following Jesus will last.
برای دنبال عیسی مسیح رفتن با شما خواهد.
Yeah, so this is quite a deep parable.
این مثال خیلی عمیق.
Now, what is the right interpretation?
نتیجه معنی درستمون چیست؟
Yeah, I think they're both are valid.
هر دو تاش درسته.
Oh, but which one is then true?
کدومش پس درسته؟
Both. Why do I say this? Now, because we have compared scripture with scripture.
آیه رو با آیه مقایسه کردیم.
And they both line up with scripture.
هر دو تاش با کتاب مقدس
یکیه. So, what are you going to get from this parable?
از این مثال چه درسی رو یاد می‌گیریم؟
Answer all of it.
همشو.
Yeah, even the things that I started with.
حتی با چیزهای
by simpler reading the story, some things you could pick out from there.
یاد گرفتیم همش قابل درس یادگیری است.
Yeah, from just reading the story.
فقط با خوندن این داستان.
We figured out the worth of a penny.
اندازه یه پنی چقدر.
We saw that the Bible rewards hard work.
کتاب مقدس پاداش میده به تلاش ما.
Yeah, starting early.
زود بیدار شدن. Working hard 12 hours is a normal thing. کار کردن برای خدا عادی است.
Yeah, we saw that when we hire people, we should pay them at the end of the day, not keep their wages over.
هر کی رو که استخدام میکنیم آخر روز کارگر روز مزد رو بهش بدیم. حقوق یه نفر رو در دستای خودتون به زور نگیرید.
And we should not think we should have more because
فکر نکنی باید بیشتر داشته باشیم. چون سابقارمون یا اون که براش کار میکنیم یه نفر دیگر برکت میده و حقمون بیشتره. راضی باشیم بر آنچه که به دست میاد.
And then we had the spiritual lessons.
و درس روحانی رو یاد بگیریم.
Yeah, you and I.
من و شما.
Are encouraged to work the works.
تشویق میشیم که کار کنیم و کار نیکو.
To earn rewards in heaven.
پاداش در آسمان به دست بیاریم.
And even if you're saved later in life.
حتی اگر هم در سن پیری
you can still have a full reward.
هنوز هم میتونیم پاداش کامل رو به دست بیاریم.
Yeah, but you only have this life to earn those rewards.
اما فقط همین زندگی رو داریم برای پاداش به دست آوردن. پس وقتی که داریم رو بذاریم برای خدمت خداوند.
What do I do?
چیکار کنم؟
I want to be first in heaven.
میخواین در اولین باشین در آسمان.
Probably end the last here on earth.
شاید آخرین برای باشین و خادم همه باشین و فروتن همه
live
باشین.
Live your life ministering to others.
زندگیتون رو تقدیم خدمت دیگران بکنید.
Yeah, live your life from now on to go for
the Lord. زندگیتون رو تسلیم اون پاداش بکنید.
And then we have the second spiritual meaning.
و معنی دوم روحانی بزرگی که میتونیم یاد بگیریم.
Yeah, we learned that our focus should be on eternal things.
تمرکزمون باید به چیزها و پاداش آسمانی باشه.
Don't get distracted with the cares of life.
حواستون پرت نشه با چیزهای دنیایی.
You are on the right side of history.
شما در یک قسمت درست تاریخ هستید.
Those who are first now,
اونایی که اول هستن آخر خواهند بود.
You who are last now,
اونایی که آخرین
will eventually be first in heaven.
آخر سر اول در آسمان خواهید شد.
When you forsake all,
وقتی همه چیز رو ترک کنید،
maybe the last in the world,
شاید آخرین کس و کم ارزش ترین کس تو دنیا باشید.
Great are your rewards in heaven.
اما پاداشتون در آسمان زیاد خواهد بود.
Yeah. Let's close with reading 20:16 again.
Matthew.
So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, for many be called, but few chosen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.